Well, well, well. Look who we have here. You've got a lot of nerve showing up thinking you're getting everybody's attention. Guess what, loser? No one cares. You are not the main character. Quit acting like you are. In this grand infinite universe we live in, you are the most insignificant mammal in it. We're already tiny little specks on the galaxy's ass crack. What the hell makes you think you're something special? You think dressing quirky and having a unique personality automatically makes you the main character? No! It just makes you annoying as fuck. Play all the Ariana Grande you want, bitch. Nothing's gonna change the fact that you are not main character material. Besides, what the hell made you believe that you were main character material in the first place? Just because you consumed an entire series and suddenly decided that that was going to be your life now? That's not how it works, asshat. In case you were wondering, those are works of fiction, but I guess your feeble brain can't process that because you've lost touch with reality. What about your real-life obligations, You've been so busy with curating your wardrobe and life soundtrack that you keep forgetting to take out the garbage and do the dishes. Now your house is a literal dump. Spend your money on some cleaning supplies instead of room decorations that you're going to throw out once you move on to your next persona of the month. Speaking of which, is that seriously what you call character development? That's not how it fucking works. Changing to a different aesthetic every 10 minutes is not what character development is, and to be honest, you're still doing a pretty shit job at it. At least get your color palettes right because you look like an uncoordinated mess. Yes, even when you dress monochromatically, you still look like a train wreck. No piece of clothing can fix your ugly. It's really not worth it anymore. You know who is the main character, though? The person that stole your crush? Hard to swallow pill, but it's true. They're attractive, they have a great personality, and they clearly have their life together. Meanwhile, you're over here wondering why things didn't go the way you planned it. Keep wishing you were Heather, dipshit. You can't change what's already happened. Oh, sure, give me that look. Am I the main character, you ask? No, you moron. I'm clearly the villain. It's my job to make everyone feel miserable, main character or not. It's much more fun to be a stone-cold bitch, but you're not bold enough to be that way, are you? There's so many things you're lacking. If it weren't for your desperation, I'd call you basic. Then again, at least basic bitches don't try so hard. You, on the other hand, are trying way too hard to get everyone to notice you. Face the facts. You're a background character at best, simply wandering around just being part of the scenery. But what do you know about being the best? You shouldn't even be written into the plotline. What sad, pathetic writer would put you into their world? Where's the flavor? Where's the excitement? Definitely not with you, that's for sure. You are the embodiment of a bland meal someone tried to dress up for their Instagram page because they can't live with the shame of knowing that it actually tastes like nothing. Watching paint dry is a much more entertaining experience than witnessing your main character move of the day. You are not in a musical. You are not the badass general from a video game. You are not the manic pixie whatever the fuck you identify as. You are an attention whore. Simple and plain. Just admit it. There's no shame in it. It's way better than lying to yourself and being exposed as the faker you truly are. I'm being way too harsh. Tough shit. Life is harsh, kiddo. Your ill attempts at romanticizing your pathetic existence is laughable. Do yourself a favor and just accept being the background character. Know your place.